Vadim Lavrasik writes on his blog about the Apple tablet and some of the hype surrounding it being potentially the saviour of print media. What a lot of rubbish. We just hear this every so often, and I thought I'd post my response to Vadim via audio, but he very helpfully lists the three reasons why the tablet could potentially be a saviour and then responds to them individually. Now, the first problem, I mean, one of the suggestions is that it'll make publishers innovate. Well, you know, they haven't innovated on the web and they've had 10, 15 years to do so. They may be starting to innovate in the last few years, but it's taken them that long to do so. On mobile, if anything, has the biggest potential to actually generate revenue. And again, we've not really seen particular innovation. It's been seen as another channel to shovel content for pretty much almost all of publishers. So the idea of publishers innovating for the tablet, which has a much smaller audience, it doesn't have the tradition of paying for content that mobile does, I can't see it happening. Likewise, one of the reasons for optimism with the tablet is that it's going to display media-rich content that users may pay for. Well, the problem is people are going to see the tablet as a computer, not as a mobile phone. And people are not particularly experienced with paying for content online. Certainly compared to mobile, you know, people it's much easier to pay for content on mobile. So they haven't got that habit particularly. The habit is increasing. More and more people are paying for content online, but not in the same way that it does on mobile. So I think that's a big problem. And as Vadim points out himself, the big issue online on a tablet is you've still got that enormous competition. The supply and demand rules are very, very different on a tablet to how they are in print and broadcast. So in terms of actually expecting people to pay for content, I don't think there's any kind of golden bullet there, or silver bullet rather. The last point is that it will make mobile news consumption more user-friendly. Well, this actually might be a disadvantage for publishers, because if it's going to take them away from the mobile phone, which, as I said, is a more likely revenue generator, then it might actually eat into a better potential revenue stream. So that's my response to Vadim. There you go.